Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Find out about new shows, featured guests, and what's up this week. Find us on Facebook by searching keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norman. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norman.
Welcome, 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 welcome to Spirituality 101, the missing college course. What's happening in your world of evolving spirituality? What are you learning? Where are you growing? How are you responding to the energies that are bombarding the planet at this time, giving us the opportunity to open up, to grow, to expand, and to be more beautiful? I want to thank you for taking the time to join me today. And to remind you that at Spirituality 101, we are here to serve you. We are here to help and to give whatever resources we have come to know are available and to support you in your journey, on your path to spiritual growth, awakening, and ascension. Ascension is our word for today, or one of the words for today. We are in the A's today. And ascension is one of those words. And the word aura, A-U-R-A, is the other word for the day. Want to give you a reminder that here at Spirituality 101, we embrace you regardless of the path that you have chosen. For we're not hung up on what your religious persuasions are, but rather on the support and to congratulate you that you have set your foot upon the path to spiritual growth. And whatever that path may be for you, we are here to support you, to cheer you on, and to nurture your growth and your development. In that regard, pick up the phone if you have a question today on this very spiritual topic. And give me a call live on air at 1-866-472-5795. 866-472-5795. Or you may send me an email. myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Today, we are going to be talking about the human aura. I have a mailbag that is growing, and as soon as I find that four or five or more people are very interested in a topic, then I will determine to give the answers on the air. And I have had at least five requests asking me to speak on the human aura. But first of all, let's touch on our two words for the day, ascension. When I say the word ascension, I am sure it brings different images to different people. But when I talk about ascension, I'm talking about the ascension of consciousness. the fact that we live in a three-dimensional world, but from the perspective of spiritual growth and from the feel of our vibrational field, we can, of course, begin to climb to higher heights in terms of how conscious we are. And we can move from the third dimension in which we live and consciously move through the seventh dimension. And once we break through the seventh dimension, then we have the opportunity of rising higher and higher and higher. The higher we rise, is the more awakened we become. The higher we rise in our consciousness and our thinking and our mindfulness, is the more loving and compassionate we become. The higher we rise in terms of the dimensions from which we're processing, it allows us to then live more fully in our spirit, for we are spiritual beings striving very hard to be human. Every time I hear someone say, I'm only human, I have to smile a little bit, and I say a prayer that sooner or later this individual wake up to the fact that the strife is not to be spiritual, but rather it's to be human. The strife is to remember our spirituality so that we can begin to function from that level. I see we already have a caller on the line. So I am Stacy from Washington, D.C. I'm going to ask Stacy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Reverend Norma.
Well, welcome to Spirituality 101. You are the first caller.
Oh, thank you. I'm not sure if anyone has addressed this, Reverend Norma, but I'd like to know is the light that you have discussed. I want to know, why is it that I can't see this very light that I carry with me every day?
Ah, you're not alone with that question. You know that.
Well, I'm glad that I can be of service to others.
You are not alone with that question. There are lots and lots of people walking the earth asking that question. The only thing that I could say that will probably help you to understand it, first of all, listeners, you have to bear with me, because today I am speaking on a multidimensional spiritual topic, and words are really not adequate to describe it, but I will try my best. The auric field resides, it resonates in the spirit. It is not a physical thing that you can touch. So when you look in the mirror, you can see all the physical aspects of yourself, your physical body, your hair, your face, your hands, etc., because they are made of mass energy that is kind of downloaded into a physical body. Therefore, you can see the reflection in a mirror. However, your auric field is the place where you are the most spiritual while you walk on earth, and therefore it's an egg-shaped resonance of light and color. And for those of us who have taken time to really, really get ourselves spiritually grounded, we can even hear the sound, the humming sound that it radiates, which is really sounds like a symphony. And I sometimes think that people who write symphonies go to auras so that they can get those symphonies. But it is very spiritual. And so the reason why you can't see it is because your life is probably very, very, very focused on the physical and the material world. And so therefore you are more cued, the lens of the eyes are more cued into looking at those things that are very physical. When we begin to make this journey, when we become the adept, and when we begin to journey on the path seeking truth, seeking to grow our consciousness so that it can expand and expand and expand, but primarily seeking truth, the truth of the matter, not necessarily what you believe. And also, when we begin to walk with very strong levels of integrity as it relates to our spirituality, then the sight begins to come forth. I was born with the sight, I don't know why, and for a while there, it's a beautiful thing, but for a while there, it was also a challenge, until I asked Almighty God to turn it off, teach me how to turn it off and turn it on, which he did. But it's something that is very spiritual. It is very light. It is very beautiful. It is very etheric, and it is energy. Energy resonating at a much, much, much higher vibration than humans resonate. Does that help you to understand it? You have to take your focus off the things of the world. You know, Christ said, Christ reminded us of that. We have to live in the world, but not of the world. What he was really saying is get all of your focus on things that are spiritual, on things that are heaven-bound. I think you're kind of like, you're making this more difficult than it is.
Oh,
really,
oh,
very simple. You see, when you can see the auric field, you can see everything that's going on in somebody's consciousness. You can see where they've been in a past life, what they have learned. That becomes a burden if you're not walking very spiritually and not very grounded in seeking the truth. Because judgment can come from that. I think it's a blessing that everybody does not see the aura. And so that is why it is required. You know, like when I'm looking at someone with an auric field, I may look at someone in an auric field, let's say at 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning, and the field doesn't present a very beautiful sight. And then they'll go to church. And if I run into that person after they walked out of the church, you will see that the whole field has changed because they have spent some time focusing on things that are spiritual. So the more we focus on things that are spiritual, is the more we evolve. And when we evolve, we begin to know that God is in charge and all is well. So there really is no need for stressing half the things that we stress in the world. They're going to be taken care of anyway. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am, it does, Reverend Norman. It makes a lot of sense. I'm just I'm absorbing what you're saying. It makes a lot of sense. It makes a very sense. And I really appreciate
Strive
your...
to walk with spiritual integrity. Strive to really live more focused in the spiritual realm. Strive to make your choices based on where you're standing so that you're living in the moment. What is God presenting to you in the moment? Rather than spending so much time trying to solve the problems you think you have. Because whatever is on our plate is a blessing.
Uh-huh.
We may not see it as a blessing, but it is.
Uh-huh.
Because it is intended to take you to the next level.
Is that because, like I said, all things work together for our good?
Because you came here with a plan, and you're fighting the plan. You're fighting the plan because you want to change it to make it resemble what you want it to resemble. And therein is the warfare. But I'd like to talk with you off the air on this. But I hope that I have helped you to understand that the aura is a very spiritual, it's a very spiritual form. It encircles the physical body, and it is kind of like our connection with above, the spiritual above us, the God force above us, and where we are here on earth. And it embodies, it's like a library for real. It embodies everything that we have learned. It doesn't embody good and bad, but rather, what did you learn from it? And when you can see the aura, you realize that there really isn't good and bad. There's just lessons.
Okay.
But thank you for calling. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Reverend Norman.
I
appreciate
your question.
Bye-bye.
My whole time flies. I see they're already queuing us out for the first segment. But please don't go away. We'll come back and address these questions. What do the colors in your aura say? Can information from a reading of the aura help you in your growth? Are there lessons to be learned? Don't go away. Come back. We'll be right back.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews, heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live talk radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Shakespeare wrote, "There are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy." Most of us don't give a second thought to higher planes or our existence. Tune in to Sacred Song Reiki with host Priscilla Gale. The program is a journey into spiritual and mystical discovery that you may have never known before. You'll open your mind to enlightened consciousness and to dynamic powers of healing. Sacred Song Reiki airs every Saturday at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Your online community for positive change. 7th Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma. And today we are having a lesson on the human aura. Our words for today are ascension. And by that I mean the ascension, the moving upwards of our consciousness so that we begin to expand our levels of consciousness from which we process. We begin to raise our vibrations and therefore become capable of living more fully from our spirit, than being trapped only in the physical body. The human aura is an electromagnetic field of energy, and those words cannot begin to describe the beauty of it. I don't think there are any words in any language that can really describe the beauty, the absolute beauty of the human aura. It's an electromagnetic field, and it pulsates all of the time. It is egg-shaped, and when you have the ability to see it, it looks as though the human being has kind of been dropped in the middle of this egg-shaped, pulsating, vibrating field of blazing color and light. It surrounds the human body. But it's not just peculiar to human beings. All living things on the planet have auras. When I look at a tree, I can see the aura of the tree. When I look at my granddaughter's puppy, I can see the auric field. Everything that has life has got this pulsating energy field around it. And it is really our connection, the absolute connection